Recording.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487933 through 488048. No warrants, journal entries, or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of meeting minutes. We have regular and executive from June 9th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for June 9th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we'll move to our planning and zoning rezones. As of this morning, at this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Taney County rezoning hearing for June 16, 2026. Today's hearing is being conducted in accordance with Taney County zoning regulations, which require a public hearing for all zoning change applications submitted to our staff. For the official record, I'm entering the following exhibits into the file. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Official Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, complete staff files including all supporting documentation. Exhibit D, audio recordings for this hearing. Okay, so a little hearing procedures. Number one, staff presentation. Planning staff will present a summary of the case, followed by any questions from the county commission. Number two, public comment. Anyone wishing to speak should sign up at the front of the room. When called, please come to the podium, state your name for the record, and direct all comments to the county commission. Number three, commission consideration. After all testimony has been received, public comments will be closed, and the commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right, so would you like to present the request to us?
Yeah, so we have one today. The applicant is not here. I know if there was anybody in opposition, it would automatically seal his fate. So I guess you guys can vote on it or kick it. It's your choice.
Sure.
But from there, I'll just...
Yeah, if you could give us the order number and start the way you normally would.
All right, so order number 0616-2026-001, Neil Bergerman. Subject property is located at 26440 U.S. Highway 160, Kazee Mills, Missouri, Beaver Township, Section 19, Township 23, Range 18. The request, Neil is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of parcel 11-4.0-19-000-000-014.000. He's actually asking for the County Commission to rezone this property. Existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for a portion of that acreage to be R2. So single family and dual family residential district. Okay, so it's 11 acres. He's wanting to carve out two. He's already got some storage units. He's got a CUP from a few years ago, I think, in
22, 23.
Okay.
Seen some.
Utilities is private well and on-site septic. So with that, let me show you where we're at. So we're all the way over here off 00.
Should be right behind our county line.
It is. So yeah, there's the county facility. And here's his 11-acre parcel. Beacon's a little behind. He's got his storage units right here in this opening. I think there's Maggard's Well across the road there. A1 zoning. Everything around it is A1. So a little bit higher density request than what's around him. Put a little red box roughly where the storage units would be.
Are they not already there?
They are.
They are. Okay.
Yep. I did this just to try to understand how he might place them. It looks like he's going to come in this way from the Planning Commission meeting. He's going to come in and then kind of follow the contours, and I think he's planning on putting one here. But I do want you to be aware we brought it up in the Planning Commission meeting, and he intends to do more. So at his density, he can do 1 per 2 acres on septic, so you do 4. So he's asking for 1 right now, but if you give him the rezone, he's got, you know, the by right, he can do to his density max.
He's only doing a duplex?
That's his request so far, 1 duplex, with the intention of doing multiple.
But possibly up to 3 more?
Yeah.
Unless he puts in a waste, his own wastewater.
Then he can do one every 8,000 square feet.
Do we have any plans or anything to present to us from him?
He has nothing. It's conceptual at this time.
Right.
On the, it says in May 17, 2023, a variance was approved for a 38-foot front property line setback. What is the normal?
MoDOT route would be
50.
50.
Okay.
Letter route 50. What did he request again?
38 feet.
Yeah, it's 50.
I was just trying to figure out why the. So that would have been for the building, though, probably.
For the storage units. Building. Yeah, they were too close to the road, to the right of way. He has not submitted a plat yet. So he's kind of waiting on approval. He's going to, so he can't do the storage in R2, so he's got to cut out that 2 acres around the storage units to keep his conditional use.
Right.
So he's got to replat it if he's approved.
Jack, our Road and Bridge Administrator, is here. Jack Cole, as far as that land lane, can you, you familiar with it there? Is it pretty rugged or is it?
I've never been on it.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that was a ravine right there where that timber line drops on this side behind the storage units, right about there. It just kind of levels off the back.
Yeah, I'd say I've actually never been on
that. I can somewhat see the numbers because we're at 974 at the time.
Could... He could build a house there without changing his zoning. Can you build a duplex?
Not allowed in A1.
It's not allowed in A1. Okay.
Okay. But he could split that 9-acre parcel at 3 sections and still meet sewer regs. Is that right? Because it would give him 3 acres plus on each one?
No, you can do two acres.
I think we got 2 questions. Are you saying if he doesn't want to go for a permit, if he breaks into 3, he can skip us?
Yeah.
He can. If he goes by the book and goes 2 acres and gets his max density, he has to come through us.
Okay.
So, yeah, he could put 4 units in there with a rezone.
With a rezone. That's with still a rezone. Single family.
Correct.
Yeah, he doesn't get any advantage on density on septic.
That's why I was making sure we kept up with the environmental side of it.
Yeah. If he decided to do 1, I'm going to consider, since they're R2 and they're kind of being rented, I'm going to consider that commercial where he'll have to come through us so he can't say, oh, I don't need a septic permit because I'm on this size of a lot. Does that make sense? If it was a single family home, I'd let him.
You guys want to look at it now? You want to Okay, the next month.
Have the applicant show up and talk to him?
I would like to meet the applicant, is my personal opinion. But
yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to answer questions when he's not here, he or she.
Yeah, I think he's either from St. Louis or Florida, so yeah.
I mean, I know we have a recommendation from our plan zoning board, but I would much rather, I mean, always we meet with the applicant if it is something that they are requesting, and that way it gives us a chance to get any questions answered from them instead of us just making an assumption moving forward. So do you want to take no action, or do you want to table?
Table to the next.
Okay, table to the next planning zoning meeting.
Plan zoning meeting in front of the commission.
Okay.
And that's what.
Yeah.
Do you know, did he know that he should have been? I mean.
Yeah. I don't understand why he's not.
Okay. Move to table rezone order number 6-16-2026-01 to Taney County Commission's next planning and zoning rezone hearing.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That will conclude our planning and zoning rezones for this morning. We'll move on with our regular business. Next item we have on our agenda is the agreement for the 2026 F-550 chassis Super Duty 4x4 XL truck and related equipment, one or more. This is file number 26-062, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. With us this morning, we have our Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 5th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. This is purchase up to 6 trucks. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah. To replace over snowplow trucks.
Is this the same company we bought those from?
Yes. Sure.
You guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the agreement for a 2026 F-550 chassis Super Duty 4x4 XL truck and related equipment, one or more, buying between Truck Corps LLC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the in-dump trailers, one or more, file number 26-065, Roden Bridge. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott, dated June 5th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. These trailers would be purchased under the Sourcewell contract number 092922-MCT and quote number 152751.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I do not.
Move to approve the agreement for in-dump trailers, one or more, buying between UTS of the Ozarks Incorporated, doing business as Ozark Utility, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks, Jack. Jack.
Thanks, sir.
We have one more order of business down here this morning. We have the engagement letter for the Sage 100 upgrade. I would ask at this time, we have our auditor, Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark, in front of us. With this, give Mr. Clark the authority to sign the engagement letter for the Sage 100 upgrade. And David, if you want to kind of fill us in on what this is exactly.
So this was the upgrade that was discussed of them doing the services of overlooking our system, current accounting system. And this is just authorizing them to look everything over. That was for our system. And at this time, this is no value. The previous one was for doing their services altogether.
Do we have an engagement, an upgrade engagement fee? Do we know what that is yet?
It would be in the fee of doing the upgrade itself. It's within doing the upgrade.
So right now they're just seeing what upgrades we need?
Correct.
And if they decide, hey, you don't need an upgrade, then there is no fee?
They're seeing an upgrade available. They're just seeing our qualifications and how significant